Morning Watch. The Will of God, Week 1. The mystery of God's will in the universe ultimately being to head up all things in Christ through the church as the body of Christ. Saturday. Related verses. John 8:12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 8:10-11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. John 5:8-9. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. 1 John 1:5-7. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin. Suggested reading. When we grow in life, we have the light of life. Under this light, everything is kept in order. If instead of life and light, we have death and darkness, we are still in the collapse. Wherever death and darkness are, there is the collapse. All of human society, including today's Christianity, is nothing but death and darkness, and hence a heap of collapse. But because we are full of life and are under light, we are not a heap. Because we are in life and because all our movements are in light, there is no confusion. Although today's Christianity is a heap of collapse in death and darkness, we in the church life are in light and under light. With life and light, we are being headed up. The church takes the lead to be headed up in Christ. Eventually, the millennium will come, and following that, the new heaven and new earth, with the new Jerusalem. In the new heaven and new earth, all things will be headed up in Christ. In the New Jerusalem, there will be no death and no night. Instead, everything will be saturated with life and be under light. With the New Jerusalem as the center, all things in the new heaven and the new earth will be headed up. At that time, Ephesians 1:10 will be completely fulfilled. Then we shall realize that Christ is the head over all things to the church, his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Today, we in the church life are taking the lead to be headed up in Christ. For this, we need to grow in life and have the light of life. Where life is, there is light also. John 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. This light is the light of life. In Revelation 21, we have both life and light. Because the New Jerusalem is saturated with light, it has no need for the light of the sun. Revelation 21:23 says, and the city has no need of the sun, nor of the moon, that they should shine in it, for the glory of God illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. In the New Jerusalem, we shall have the glory of the triune God as our shining light. In the new heaven and the new earth, with the New Jerusalem, there will be no night, no death, and no darkness. Instead, there will be life and light. This will cause everything to rise up and to be in good order. Wherever there is light, things are kept in order. Suppose there were no lights in the city of Los Angeles, what darkness and confusion there would be. Life regulates and light controls. In the church life, we do not have regulations, but we do have the regulating life and the controlling light. When the church is full of life, it is also full of light. Then everyone in the church is regulated by the inward life, not by outward regulations, and everyone is controlled and kept in order by the light of life. Here in life and in light, we are headed up. In Revelation 21, we see the head, the body surrounding the head, and all the nations walking in the light of the city. This will cause the new heaven and the new earth to be a bright sphere. Therefore, in the new heaven and the new earth, with the new Jerusalem as the center, all things will be headed up in Christ. This will be the fulfillment of the heading up of all things in Christ spoken of in Ephesians 1:10. Today's church life is a foretaste of this. It is a miniature of the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. As those in the miniature, we are enjoying the dispensation of life with light and are being headed up in Christ.